Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The theme, Green Power. Our guest is Dr. Jim LaValle. He's our go-to expert on a wide variety of subjects. He's spoken to us in the past about chiolic aged garlic extract. Today, he's got something else to turn us on to. So, okay, green drinks. They're all the rage these days, but, you know, I got to say, I'm a little skeptical, I'll confess, because I'm concerned that there is a devitalization process when you take whatever it is. You know, you start with fresh fruits and veggies, and then you dehydrate them, you freeze dry, whatever you do, and then you put them in a capsule, and it's just not a proxy. You can't just tell people, oh, don't worry, you know, eat hot dogs and, you know, hamburgers and bacon cheeseburgers and egg McMuffins. And then take these pills and you'll have all the fruits and vegetables that you need.
Oh,
I think you probably are not on board with that proposition either, are you?
I am not not a fan at all.
Because, I think you do a lot of driving, you know, you're stuck in the car, you're listening to the news on AM radio, and you just hear the ads, and the testimonials are like, oh my God, I had a stroke, I had a brain hemorrhage, I have multiple sclerosis, and I'm clearing,
It's all really clearing because I drank this green drink.
Right.
For me, there's no substitute for great baseline nutrition. I add a green powder into my protein drinks every day. I just like to get that extra boost, and I actually feel good from them. So, I'm pretty good with it. I think there's issues around it. If you think about it, if it's not organic, if you go in and buy some vegetable and fruit juice, even if they're fresh pressing it in front of you, first of all, you could have a lot of sugar. So a lot of times those are pretty sweet. So that's the first issue. Second one is if it's not organic, you're basically concentrating the pesticides. And I'm not a big fan of drinking, you know, non-organic any kind of juice, or eating, really search out, quality organic foods. Because you do have to, at the end, you do have to realize your body can run on premium or can run on the cheapest gas possible. And it'll sput and sputter.
Yeah. It'll work. I mean, we can subsist on virtually anything for a while.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. But do you want to thrive? And so, I really liked it with, Wakanaga. I mean, the same makers as, chiolic aged garlic extract. They take that same kind of, just evidence, scientific manufacturing and precision, that they take with making aged garlic extract to make their various greens products. And so, there's no added sugar. They're non-GMO. They're free. They're vegan friendly. The produce is organic. I think that, that's important that people really get as high a quality product as they can, if they're going to go ahead and spend the money on a green drink. And so been a big fan of their, their greens blend. I think they've just launched, a harvest blend.
Right. You say plural. There are green drinks that they make. One is their standard greens blend, and now they have a harvest blend. So what's in it?
So if the greens blend is barley grass, wheatgrass, brown rice, chlorella, kelp. That's basically the baseline kind of heritage Cayo greens.
Okay.
And I like that. I get a good, you know, boy, I'm a fan of wheatgrass. First time I drank wheatgrass, I thought, man, this is really good.
The first time I had, I felt like I got punched in the stomach.
Did you really?
It's really strong. Yeah. I mean, I could probably tolerate a tequila shot more easily than a wheatgrass shot because it just made my stomach contract into the size of a golf ball. I mean, it's strong.
Wow.
But I guess the kind of, in the Cayo greens blend, it's a little bit, less intense than if you just, you know, go to a juice bar and they mow the lawn for you and then they put it into the blender.
Right. Yeah. You got a blend of a variety of greens. It's actually pleasant tasting, you know, dissolves quickly so you can pour it in your water bottle. So I like it.
So I have a question for you. You know, there's a lot of people going to say right away, they're going to see wheat. Grass. Wheat is like the voodoo curse. They're going to say, oh my goodness, I'm allergic to wheat. I don't want the carbs from the wheat. Is it, when you use a wheatgrass or barley grass, is there that much in the way of the proteins that can trigger allergic reactions or the carbohydrate from starch that can cause the insulin resistance and caloric?
You're not drinking a high carbohydrate drink at all. I'm not saying that for every green drink, because many green drinks have a lot of added, you know, sugars from different juices, mm-hmm. fruit juices in particular in them. So in regards to Cayo greens, people shouldn't worry about, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to get a lot of carbs. It's going to cause insulin resistance. Not an issue.
And what about, it probably if you have formal celiac disease, maybe as a precaution, you may not want to have that. But for ordinary, you know, people who prefer not to have wheat, that wheatgrass has a different quality than eating, wheat berries or flour.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because you get a lot of carbs and if you're eating wheat berries or you're, you know, eating wheat flour. So yeah, no, this is a great way to have a, you know, virtually zero calorie snack that gives you some energy. And that's what I like about it. I mean, the Harvest Blend is, you know, has more nutrients in it. So, you know, some immune support, there's elderberry in it. So it's a different combination of vegetables, fruits, but not fruits that are contributing. So the fruit nutrients, not fruits that are contributing sugars to that mix. So once again, you know, strong amount of spirulina in it. It's, you know, it's just a little different because it's giving you a different mix. It's, you're getting some fruits and vegetables and a few different herbs in it. So it just gives you a different, a little bit different effect. I think, everybody, it's interesting who you talk to. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their favorite. I usually tell people try a couple of them, see which one you like the most, because what I do know is the one that tastes good to you is the one that you'll drink.
Okay.
Most people, because there's a lot of green drinks out there that do taste like, oh, you just cut some grass, dehydrated it, powderized it and put it in a jar. And that for a lot of people, that won't last. We've had at least for me, when I talk to people about, the Cayo greens blends, they're very neutral, very pleasant, not real strong.
So I also noticed that there's some, FOS, fructose oligosaccharides, which is actually kind of a nice contribution to this because, one of the disadvantages of not eating actual fruits and vegetables, you just take an extract, is there's no fiber, but FOS is the essential prebiotic that helps to form a healthy flora in the digestive tract. So I think that's a plus that there's a little bit of FOS in the Cayo greens product.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why I kind of harken back to people not getting much starch in their diet or getting resistant starch in their diet, just because of the type of picks that people, make. I'll tell you what, I did a booklet for them and we did some recipes and they were some fantastic, tasting recipes. I mean, there was a chocolate pudding made out of this that you'd have swore was...
So you can use it as an ingredient. And
use it as an ingredient as well. Mm-hmm. And we used it even in making pesto.
Oh, okay.
So we've been pretty creative with it. And as I said, because it's not real strong, it's pretty neutral. Mm-hmm. You get by with doing it really well. And once again, it's getting people to try to get nutrient-dense food. I mean, you and we're going to eat the right foods. 99% of the time. When I'm traveling, maybe I don't get as good as I want, but if mm-hmm. I'm home, I'm making the right choices. I'm in control of my food. It's really important. And what I'm really trying to get people to do is start to become aware of their food and maybe start to do some healthy lifestyle substitutions. Like, hey, instead of drinking that 2 o'clock Red Bull, mm-hmm. maybe I'll try doing one of these green powders and see if it helps me with my energy and makes me feel better.
So for a lot of people, it's a bit of a dilemma because they don't have blenders. Okay, so maybe in the office, if you have a well-equipped office, they've got a nice little kitchen there, you can blend. Right. Is this something that you can take on the road and you can just shake up and does it have a good enough consistency where it's not all chalky and clotted in the we're sticking to the side? I hate that when it sticks
to the
side.
You're so visual. You got me seeing it already.
Right. So it's like a pond scum, that sits on the side of the glass.
That's what I'm talking about is there's a lot of green drinks that kind of do have that effect. But I would encourage anyone, they can, probably get a sample, I imagine, from the makers of Kaio Greens, and you pour this in.
Are they offering that? Are they actually offering?
I think they have. I think you can get a sample of their greens. I'm pretty sure that they'll be glad to send one out.
I'm gonna put them to the test here because I got a number.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is that when you pour this in, it's so well manufactured and micronized that mm-hmm. it blends beautifully into the bottle. So you don't get the stickiness and the sludge look and all that good stuff. You get, everything you're supposed to. It tastes pleasant. It's easy to mix. You don't have to use a blender. Pour it in your water bottle. If you've got your own reusable water bottle, I hope, versus drinking out of plastic, pour it in your reusable water bottle. You're good to go. And it mixes beautifully.
I don't want to get us in trouble here, but I'm going to put them to the test here. And I don't know, maybe they'll say, there's like a small shipping whatever, but the samples may be free. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, check out kaiolic.com.
At least check out kaiolic.com and look at their greens because the quality is it's first in class, just like the way they make their Kaiolic. Remember that it's not all non-GMO, vegan friendly. You have, organic produce. It really has a tremendous amount of detail to the quality of these greens. And look, they've been making greens before greens were cool. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. They've been making greens for 40 years.
This is a legacy product. This has been around for as long as I've been in the business.
I think it's important for people to understand that they've been manufacturing something of this quality for over 40 years. They were that far ahead of the curve.
Okay, I'm going to give out a number. But please, folks, don't tell them that Dr. Hoffman promised you a free sample, but see if they're available. It's 800-421-2998. 800-421-2998. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get the heads up free samples, but, I have symptoms. It's samples in the office. They send me samples and, I give them.
Do you ever drink green drinks?
Oh, big time. Yeah. I went through a phase where, let me tell you my feeling about green drinks. I think that green drinks should not be a substitute, like a meal substitute. Some people, they want that Carnation instant breakfast effect. They're in a hurry. They go to work. So they put all these things in a blender and it's this calorie bomb. And for me, like about an hour and a half later, I'm really hungry because I didn't really eat a meal. And, I like to eat food in its natural form. However, I, as an adjunct, as an insurance policy, as something, when you're on the road or in the office, That's where I think something like this comes in handy. But folks, in my opinion, don't use this as a meal substitute. I think you'll agree.
I could not have said that any better. People need to learn how to eat. And then if you want to live healthier and protect against kind of the ravages of modern foods and eating, because we don't always get the best, but you want to add this in. It, you know, helps with pH. It helps give you the extra minerals. It gives you some great antioxidants. I mean, it's an awesome thing for people to make a habit. And you know what? It's not particularly expensive. And they've even got stick packs where you could carry a little stick pack with you, you know, into work if you want to have that as, you know, kind of a little mid-afternoon or mid-morning, you know, snack. I mean, you can do that. You can add it in as something extra. And I really, you know, I'll tell you, I used to think that I would get tired of talking to people about, you know, their need to eat healthy, but no matter where I go, I mean, Dr. Hoffman, even when I lecture docs and I ask, how many vegetables do you eat a day? How many people get 7 servings of vegetables a day? You get about a handful of hands go up out of a big room full of people. And if our doctors that are in this field aren't getting it yet, well, let's think of what are, you know, the people out there trying to get healthier. The thing we didn't talk about, of course, I didn't think we emphasized enough, is the fact that when you're acidic, you know, if you truly are melting your bone down and you're, you know, they showed that, you know, when your urinary pH is low, your endothelial dysfunction, goes
your
up.
Kidneys are more likely to fail. Your blood pressure goes
more
up.
Likely, yeah. Exactly. Your, you know, blood vessels aren't working as well. You got you have a lot of issues that happen when this occurs, right? And I don't think we get that message across to people well enough. And obviously we don't even get it well enough, out to our own colleagues, because I still see that it's a really something that's deficient for most people.
You know, I think that there's some unintended consequences to this recommendation to have, 7 or 11 fruits and vegetables a day, because I think people fruit out. That's the tendency.
Yeah.
And fruits, as you mentioned earlier, I think you alluded to it, that fruits are much more succulent, and bred for sweetness and flavor. And frankly,
right,
they're calorie bombs. And so people just fruit out. And they come to see me and they say, well, I can't lose weight and my triglycerides are sky high. I say, well, you must be, you know, or what are you eating? Candy? It's like, no, I'm eating, I'm just fruit. It's the summer.
It's
summertime and the fruit looks fantastic. All this fresh, ripened fruit. And oh my goodness, that's not really working. It's the law of unintended consequences. We tell people to have this stuff, but people pick the wrong varieties of fruits and vegetables. In a paleo setting, the fruits were much smaller, more concentrated. They were more nutrient dense. Even an ear of corn was like, you know, as long as your hand, you know, and it was, you know, very chewy, high fiber. And it wasn't like the kind of corn, you know, the golden corn that we get that's, you know, dripping with sugar that we now get in the supermarket in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, and my general rule I try to teach people is, you know, 3 vegetables to every fruit. Don't eat dried fruits on a regular basis. Everybody's going to have some and a little bit of trail mix here and there, but don't make that a staple, you know, handful of raisins, handful of dried cranberries.
Make it a condiment, not just eating it by the handfuls.
Right.
You know, use it to
exactly,
you know, spice up a dish maybe.
Yeah, a dish, salad, it's great, but that's what we've tried to do, is try to teach them, you know, 3 veggies every fruit. Try to pick the lower, you know, sugared fruits. You know, those are the big things. I mean, if we're going to do a banana, I try to get people to eat a green banana so they get the resistant starch. You know, it's not as sweet, but at least they get the banana.
Yeah, plantains are a great source of that. They're not
they
as sweet,
are.
You know, and
exactly.
Yeah. So when you do this, it's okay to add a little fruit to the mix. You put in some of the green powder, and then you add other ingredients to it. Could you throw in some flax, or could you throw in some other things? Use your
imagination. Yeah, if you do, actually, I've got blender recipes on that little booklet that we did for them. I love adding flax or chia or hemp hearts if you do have a blender. Mm-hmm. Put a few berries in there, or that's great. That works out really well. I'm just a big fan of getting people to, you know, throw a couple tablespoons of chia seeds or flaxseed or something, you know, at least once a day, hopefully twice a day, they can get that fiber in. because I think it's so important for even how we absorb our food, right? You know, that fiber density creates that slurry that moves through our intestine a little slower, and now we can grab all the nutrients that we're, you know, that we're taking in.
Right. And it's the right kind of fiber. It's, you know, soluble fiber. It's not like a synthetic kind of wood chip type fiber that is so often touted as being it's like, no, that's not what nature intended. It's no, it's not. Metamucil is not what nature has provided us with.
I don't have a desire to go out and chew any tree bark. That's never happened. I mean, really, I'm not kidding. No wood pulp for me.
Quick segue. You know the word Adirondack, you know, the wonderful Adirondack mountains and the parks in, you know, upstate New York. Adirondack is an Indian word for bark eater. Okay? And so if you think that we're on a high fiber diet when we have some of these things, those folks, during hunger season, they would literally peel the bark off the trees and, I don't know, they'd pound it or boil it or, you know, and they got some sustenance from it. But, man, that is some high fiber stuff.
And you know what? I don't think they had any chili sauce.
No, they didn't. It was that was pretty hardcore. But all right, we're not advocating that, folks. People listen to these things very literally. So we're not advocating that you chew on tree bark.
No, not at all.
Get your fiber and your green powder from Kyolic aged garlic extract. Kyolic aged garlic extract. That's another story entirely. We've talked about it during other podcasts. Harvest blend or greens blend? How do you determine which is right for you? You say it's a matter of flavor.
Well, I think it's what are you looking for. I mean, the harvest blend just has more produce in it, right? So you get more vegetables and those kind of things. If you're looking for the pure, hey, I want that super strong green boost. I want to get that rich magnesium hit. Probably, you know, the energy. It's, you know, the Kyo Green is kind of thought of as the energy blend, right? And then if you're just looking for that more well-balanced, hey, I want one that, you know, I'm not a big fan of the term superfood, but it is, you know, it's out there. People understand that. I think you get a little bit more of that kind of blend in the harvest blend. And I encourage people, look, if you're really going to do this, get one of each. Do one day, do another the other day, or maybe go to one bottle 1 month, go to the other bottle another month. I mean, you know, the one thing I know for sure, if you can balance pH by getting your metabolism corrected, better diet, sleep, appropriate exercise, get your micronutrients in, you got a better chance of living healthier for a longer life.
Right.
And it's that basic. I mean, this is a basic fundamental thing that we're missing culturally in our diets is the need for alkaline containing foods, which are vegetables mostly. Is the real cornerstone of our diet.
Right. And, you know, let's keep in mind, you know, holistic way to talk about this acid-based problem, in terms of exercise, because, if you sit and you're literally stagnate in your own juices, you're going to turn acidic and, adequate respiration and sweating, that's absolutely an important way to achieve that goal. So, you know, it's not just going to come to you out of a jar. It's a comprehensive lifestyle approach to maintain optimal acid alkaline balance. So, okay, there you have it. Let's give out the coordinates again. It's kyolic.com or call 800-421-2998. I don't know if they're offering samples, but, you know, it's worth a try. Give it a shot.
Yep.
And or go to your local natural health retailer because these products are everywhere. Virtually every health store in America carries them, and the big chains, obviously Whole Foods, etc. Jim, thanks once again for joining us, and all the best in getting the word out to the athletic community and to folks in general, because you certainly are leveraging your information to help a lot of people.
Thanks a lot. It's always a pleasure being on your show. You're my favorite host. I'm always challenged.
Yes, indeed. Well, yeah, we're going to keep you on your toes. Thanks for joining us. That was Jim Lavelle clinical pharmacist and board-certified clinical nutritionist. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.